Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. And that's the part that you connect to when you sit down and show up for yourself in meditation. And in this episode, which is episode 705, you're going to be guided in a meditation using a mudra meditation technique. And this mudra, as always, is customized around our weekly theme. And our weekly theme is stop distracting thoughts. The number one issue that many people email me about. I have hundreds of emails from people all over the world telling me that their biggest meditation challenge is distracting thoughts. Now, there is another one that's a pretty close runner-up, but I have to say, stopping distracting thoughts is most people's number one meditation challenge. So that might be you. Well, as you're guided in this meditation using a mudra technique, now don't be afraid of mudras. And by the way, you don't have to do the mudra technique. It's only an option. Every meditation technique I leave for you is simply an option. It's a way for you to connect and go a little deeper into your meditation and hopefully to use that technique during times in your life when you're not meditating, but you really need a little extra help. In fact, we had a listener of the podcast who's been a regular for over a year, and she's in our private meditation group, which you are absolutely invited to join. It's free, and you can join it if you send me a message on my Sip and Om Facebook page. It's Sip and Om. That's the name of my website. You can go to my website too, but I have to admit that sometimes people say they have a little trouble with the link on the website, but it's in every single resources section of every single series where you can join the private group. But many people just send me a message saying, hey, please add me to your private group. And they do that. If you're on your mobile device, you can easily just go to Facebook, Sip and Om, and send me a message there, and I'll happily add you to the group. Well, the listener sent this following post in our group. In rural Oklahoma, in shelter with my dogs, F4 tornado on the ground, instant Om breath and affirmation. I am safe, I am sound, all good things come to me. Saying it as it roars by. Now you know why I share meditation techniques. I get message after message from people telling me how the techniques helped them immensely. And of course, the meditation is incredibly important and it's just as vital. But you know what? Most of the time, when the rubber hits the road, let's say you have an F4 tornado on the ground half a mile from your house and you're in a shelter, well, I just don't think that you're going to be sitting down to meditate at that moment. Your sympathetic system is going to be going off like crazy. So what can you do? You can do the meditation techniques. They help you tremendously. Now, of course, meditation is going to get you to the place where you even think of, oh yeah, I could do a meditation technique, where it even dawns on you that you have an option to slow down rather than to react, because meditation truly will create new neural pathways in your brain where you respond differently to stress. But the techniques, I'm telling you, I know this because I use them myself. Many of you are like that too, because you tell me that and you share your stories with me about how the techniques have really helped you tremendously. So today's meditation is going to be sharing a mudra, as I mentioned. And I also mentioned not to be afraid of these mudras. And I want to tell you something else. When I first started my meditation podcast, hardly anyone was listening to the Wednesday Mudra meditations, but I still kept showing up, leaving them, because I knew that once you started to really understand them and use them a little bit and experiment, you'd get results. Because that's how I was. It took me over a decade of meditating before I'd even try a mudra. I'm a pretty straightforward person, and mudras seemed just a little bit out there for me. Well, now that I understand more about the connection between all the different channels in your body, as far as using acupressure or acupuncture or yoga, our mind-body system is so interconnected. I can understand how mudras work so effectively. And now, my most popular meditations are recently the mudras. Well, the mudra I'm sharing with you today is called the Flow Mudra. It's to get you in the flow. And we've been exploring this week throughout this series how to stop your mind from getting in the flow of distractions. I want to share a mudra with you to get you back into your flow, the direction you want your life to be going. And I've shared a tip with you every single meditation episode this week on how scientific research has discovered since 1927, they've been repeating a study over and over again, getting the same results, where people who are interrupted doing a task, even if they stop and go back and do another task that they finish and have this sense of completion after finishing it, they're still thinking in the back of their brain, oh, you know, I left that task undone. And it actually distracts them from performing any other task. And mind you, this has to do with tasks that even seem really insignificant. But I'm sure that you're thinking of more important distracting thoughts that pop up and just nag at you and won't leave you alone. So when you allow the thought, the distracting thought, when you allow it and work with it, you're going to be able to put some closure on that thought. And now, this may not happen the very first time you do it, but what will happen is you're going to change the way you think of this thought. And so when you consider it and kind of work with it and think how you really want to put this to rest, how could you give it some closure? What could you do to feel more comfortable with this thought in your life and still move on to pursue your other goals? This is going to allow you, when this thought comes up to distract you or to keep you up at night or to steal your confidence or make you fearful or worried, whatever it is, you'll be able to understand that thought a little better and not fear it so much, not be so dominated by it. You'll be able to transition that thought to a place where you eventually feel closure on it. You can do this. You can make this happen for yourself. So your challenge this week is to pick an area of your life where you do need closure on something really distracting you, something heavy on your heart, something you're overcoming, something you're afraid to do, something you started but you didn't complete because you lost your confidence, you lost your zest. Whatever it is, allow this thought. When it comes to you, just allow it. Spend even 10 minutes on that thought, even 5 minutes, and work with it. As you sit and meditate this week, it's going to help you come to terms with this distraction so you can move on with your life. Well, The tip for today, this will be your third tip for this week as you stop these distracting thoughts from dominating your life, is to immerse yourself in something that really lights you up, something you enjoy. It could be an activity. Maybe you love to cook. Maybe you love spending time in nature. Maybe you enjoy listening to music for an hour at a time. Music really lifts you up and inspires you, which, as you know, sound is incredibly powerful. So immerse yourself in an activity. Now, this would not be spending time on the computer, doing some kind of gaming or watching TV. This is truly something you do consciously with focus. And what you do when you do this is you lose yourself in the activity. This is especially true if what you do is somehow helping someone else. So if you're doing something where you're connecting with others and reaching out with them and working on a project, it's going to help you gain perspective on your life. And mostly it's going to remind you that, okay, yes, life goes on. There is hope. I can get through this. I remember what it feels like now to feel productive, to feel good, to feel strong and confident, to feel valued. And so when you work with distracting thoughts, when you have many experiences where you do feel very engaged and alive and productive and confident and happy and inspired, you're going to be able to lay this distracting thought to rest. Now, it may pop up depending on how profound this distracting thought is. It could have been a life-changing experience. You could have lost a loved one. You could have gone through an incredibly traumatic ordeal. Whatever it is, when you immerse yourself in an activity that you love and enjoy, and it's not to help you forget. It's not about that. It's about allowing this thought, knowing what you've gone through, knowing what you've experienced, knowing what's distracting you, understanding it and coming to terms with it. And then knowing that you can still move on with your life. There's still hope. There's still something that you can do to feel fulfilled and excited. And if you do have to start small with reading a book or even watching a movie that lifts you up, do that. But it's best if you can do an activity that really engages you. If you can sign up for a course or a class or do something that you know you have to regularly show up for so that you know you can look forward to these perks to bring you up, to lift you up, this is going to really help release these distracting thoughts. So this mudra is going to help you do that. So go ahead and get ready to do today's meditation. Sit up straight with a straight spine and begin to relax the areas of your body where you're likely to hold tension. Close your eyes gently and keep them slightly elevated to keep your thoughts uplifted. Relax your face. Soften your jaw. Relax your neck and your throat. Relax your shoulders and your spine. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your chest and your arms. Relax your hands. Rest them on your lap for now. Relax your stomach. Soften it. Let it hang out, not sucking it in. Allow yourself to oxygenate all your body cells. Feel your abdomen rise upward ever so slightly as you inhale through your nose. Feel it sink back downward as you exhale through your nose. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Beautiful. Notice how you feel. If you feel remaining tension, breathe into it. Feel it expand. Feel that area expand. Allow it. Allow your thoughts to be with you, the distracting ones that keep you stuck. Just spend a few moments with them. Notice what may have triggered these distracting thoughts. No, it's okay to have them. It's all about you living your life authentically. Whatever you're going through now, be real with your life. Not trying to ignore it or push it aside or focus on something else. Allow it. This is all of you. Notice your breath. Notice your thoughts. The flow mudra is very simple to do. As always, there'll be a photo on my website at sipandom.com for the Stop Distracting Thoughts meditation series. Or you can go to Sip and Om and you'll see the weekly mudra there. This mudra helps you to cope with sudden stress. And as you hold it, breathe in and out slowly, several times. To do the mudra is simple. With both hands, raise them up to your chest, or you could relax your hands in your lap, whichever feels most comfortable with you. Experiment a little bit. Now you're going to take your left hand and kind of place it with the fingers behind the fingers of your right hand, and then your thumbs will be touching. So your thumbs will be touching in front of you there, and your left fingers are right behind, holding the fingers of your right hand. So again, thumbs touching, and your left hand fingers are right behind your right hand fingers. You're kind of folding them. Your fingers are extended. They're touching. Hold this mudra. Breathe in and out slowly several times. After after you exhale. Notice how you're doing. Inhale nice and long and slow. Hold the pause between the inhale and exhale for as long as it feels comfortable. Releasing tension, self-doubt, fear. Let it go. Inhale and exhale slowly, holding the pause between the inhale and exhale a little longer with each breath as you hold the flow mudra. And as you do so, visualize a quest for yourself. What gets you into your own flow? What lights you up? What brings you joy? And if you've forgotten what used to light you up, what used to bring you joy, that may remind you of a piece of yourself you haven't thought about in a while. It's still there. It's you. Bring all of you into this meditation, getting into your flow. Spending time this week, it's your challenge, your quest to get back into your flow. Eyes gently uplifted. Jaw soft, shoulders relaxed, stomach soft, spine straight. Inhale through your nose, nice and long and slow. Hold the pause for as long as feels comfortable. Exhale through your nose, nice and long and slow. You are awesome to do this for yourself. Give yourself a lot of credit. Visualizing your next quest to get back into the flow. Continue seated, meditating to the point where you feel like you could still go a little longer. Always ending your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.